This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. College and university medical centers would be required to provide abortion medication under a bill that state lawmakers are now considering. Kyle McKinnon reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
The medication in question, a combination of two pills called mifepristone and misoprostol, is commonly used and considered safe by major medical organizations. Colorado colleges and universities often provide other reproductive health care services like birth control and STI testing. Under the bill, they would also have to provide access to abortion medication. State Representative Lorena Garcia is one of the bill's sponsors. She says women shouldn't have to leave campus to get care.
They should be able to access the full breadth of their health care right there on campus when they're already doing so for other things.
Campuses with a pharmacy would have to keep abortion medication in stock. Schools without one would need to provide a prescription. The bill would apply to both public and private colleges, but schools with religious affiliations could opt out.
Kyle McKinnon reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Five suspected bombs were found near a dirt road in unincorporated Boulder County yesterday. That prompted a shelter-in-place order while the county's regional bomb squad worked to secure the area. The bombs were in a metal case, which was transported to a safe location. Investigators are working to confirm that the device had the capability to explode. Authorities urge anyone who finds a suspicious package to leave the area and immediately call 911. And an aerospace company is expanding to El Paso County, bringing more than 150 jobs to the region. Read more at cpr.org and at krcc.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.